Hello, my name is Giselle and this is my podcast Smells Like New Talent. In this podcast I talk to several upcoming musicians about them, their music and their future visions. If you are looking for new music, this is the place to be. This episode, Parker Campbell.
This feels like the history books, the parts they turn to overlook, the miles and miles apart and all the heartache. You're so far away from me.
A warm welcome to Parker Campbell. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am not too bad. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine. Awesome. Could you share a bit about yourself? Where you're from? What music do you make?
Yeah, absolutely. I consider myself an acoustic singer-songwriter from a small town, Illinois. I've kind of moved all over the place and currently find myself in Iowa, kind of in and out of school the last year. I found myself listening to a lot of Ed Sheeran, and then all of a sudden just kind of went down that path of learning to play the songs and then wanting to write them myself. So now we're here with History Books Out as my first single, and many more to come.
Yeah, so. Cool. So let's start from the beginning. What was your first introduction to hearing music you liked?
Yeah, so I really started out as a kid not really having much of a music preference. So it was just kind of all over the place. And then eventually, like, Maroon 5 started getting big with, like, songs about Jane and stuff like that. I was into it as far as just listening music. And it really wasn't a thing I focused on until about my freshman year of high school. Photograph was, like, one of the most popular songs on the radio at the time. And I just really, really stuck with me a lot as far as just kind of the message goes and just kind of the way it feels in your ears.
Yeah.
And that was something I really connected with. And I never thought I could connect with that music before. So that was kind of my first, like, real experience to, like, the singer-songwriter scene.
Yeah. And what was the first instrument that you tried to learn to play then?
Yeah. So my family has, like, somewhat of a musical history. My grandparents had, like, an old, like, Christian folk band. And they kind of traveled the States playing. They weren't very big, but my grandpa, in that case, had a ton of just guitars laying around, and I just thought they looked cool, and, you know, I was into Sheeran, so I was like, why not pick it up and have him teach me a few chords? So, yeah, I started on guitar.
Yeah, cool. So, and you say you're from small town Illinois. Does that have an influence on your music?
I definitely think it does, because you're kind of caught up in a life where there's not a lot to do, and you have to create a lot of entertainment for yourself, and your life is really based off of your relationship with people, because that's kind of all you have, really. I find myself in and out of a lot of, trying to create relationships with people, and then, you know, trying to create those more intimate relationships with people. And I think kind of that being the sole part of, like, entertainment in your daily life, like, really just kind of attributes to my thinking on that and really helps me in the songwriting process, because there's not a lot of distractions, I guess, is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like a bad thing, but I honestly love it and embrace it, and I'm kind of able to turn that into what I hope to be a career for me.
Yeah, and when did you discover your own voice? When did you think, whoa, I can actually sing, I have to do something with this?
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I always knew that I could, but, like, doing it in front of people was, like, a never,
yeah.
You know? And my parents would always listen to me in my room just, you know, doing whatever and try to act like they weren't there. But I remember one time we're actually in the hospital, or in the nursing home, sorry, with my great-grandma. And it was kind of a weird setting for that to be my discovery, but my cousins and always sang a ton, and they were like, come on, Parker, like, we know you can sing, like, you know, sing a song with us. And we all sang Payphone by Maroon 5, and everyone was like, where did that come from? And that was kind of my first, like, okay, I actually can sing. It's not just something that, you know, I like to do. But that wasn't really much of like a revelation of like, I want to do this for the rest of my life kind of thing. It was just like, hey, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah. So online we can find loads of covers you did. But when did you think, well, I want to make, write my own songs?
Yeah, the last year and a half, I started writing my own songs. And I'd write a half song and then kind of fall out of it a little bit. It wasn't like what I wanted. And with music, what I really wanted to get out of it was to be a process that I could do that kind of comes naturally to me. And I can just enjoy it for what it is and not have to add extra stress to it. But it came kind of a learning curve for me, like, wow, you hit this part of writing a song that you kind of have to push through and maybe just throw in some lyrics and keep playing it and see how it feels. And you really have to build the song. It's not just like a 5-minute, like, dump it. Yeah. And once quarantine kind of kicked in, you know, I had actually met someone here in Iowa about a week before it all went down. And I came to really like this person a lot and like finally found somebody that I connected with and without having to like fabricate who I was. And, you know, it was really tough to have to like separate because she had to go back home, which is about 5 hours from where I live. And so, you know, I had a lot on my mind and on my heart at the time. And so I just kind of started writing songs a little bit. And my cousin Maddie, who's been just a huge help to me, literally just emotional support and helping me figure out the parts of music that I don't quite understand, was just like, you should write an EP. Like, just do it. Don't even think about it. You have nothing but time. Just write an EP. I know you're good at writing songs. Like, just stick it out. And I was like, okay. So I kind of came to write history books in that case, because that was really kind of the loudest thing on my heart. And that really toppled over into a lot of other songs for me and even dug up some things in myself that I didn't realize were still there. Yeah. So it became a nice, like, therapeutic hobby over quarantine. And then I was kind of like, hey, I think I can really do this. So
yeah. And quarantine. do you remember the first lyrics you ever wrote?
The first lyrics I ever wrote, it was a half song that I really didn't finish. And it was, I want to know what it's like, to hold you in my arms 1,000 times. And I want to know if it's love to have you next to me every single night. And that was part of a song. I forget what I called it. But the first like song I ever wrote was Coffee Shop. I don't know if you've heard that. I've played it on like lives and I think it's out there in my IGTVs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But the first line I really wrote for that being a first completed song was, I think it was, I've always been a loner, but I'm extroverted. I usually hang out with stoners because I know they're hurting. And it was kind of like, I have a lot of friends that like to participate in those things, and yeah, it's not quite my speed, but I always like think about it too much and I can't really like relax and unwind. So I'm just kind of like, I know that they have something that they're trying to cope with. And then from there I just bounced into writing a song about going to a coffee shop and meeting somebody.
I've always been I don't smoke, I just know they hurt inside. I walk around town looking for the one, reading all the street signs just for fun. I'm alone, but I ain't a stoner. I don't need a party, no alcohol in my veins. I just need somebody, somebody within a state at the car shop. We can talk a lot, but I'll keep my mouth shut as we fall in love. Is your drink still hot enough to stay? 'Cause you know I would love you either way.
So you make music under your own name. Did you decide to do that on purpose, or?
Like just having my songs under my own name?
Yeah, not choosing an artist name or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it. My middle name is James. I was thinking about going as James Campbell. I thought that had a nice ring to it. And then I was kind of like, there's a lot of James in the music industry. So yeah. I also just want to be in my music like as authentic as I can. And I think if I just really fully embrace who I am, even the little things like using your name as, you know, your artist profile and things like that is really important to just like keeping that genuineness. Because these are like my stories and I don't want to throw it into some like second character that I might have in my brain.
Yeah. So I mentioned your covers earlier. You covered artists mm-hmm. such as Dean Lewis, JP Sachs, Maisie Peters, Dermot Kennedy, and Noah Kahan, whose fence you actually stole. What's that story?
What's up?
What's that story? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So the night that his EP Cape Elizabeth came out, which is incredible, by the way, and it's just like purely acoustics and vocals, which I just love. I really fell in love with the song. What was it? I don't know, but I covered one of the songs on Cape Elizabeth, like the night it came out. I only knew like the chorus. He ended up posting that on his story, and so people just kind of like slowly saw it and started following, and they're like, we want like a full cover of it. And I was like, okay. So the next day I posted a full cover of it. And then he put that on his story as well. Cause he was just going through all these people doing covers and posting them. But then the one that really did it for me was a couple months later, I did Anyways. He actually put that up on his story as well. And then I did a lot.
So Dan Parker's internet connection decided to no longer work, which is quite ironic because his EP is called Disconnected. We managed to continue the interview, and Parker will continue talking about the cover of Noah Kahan's Anyway.
Yeah, so I did a cover of his song Anyway, I decided I was just going to do a live that night. That way people would like pour over from clicking on his story. And then maybe they click on my profile and see that I'm live. And a decent amount of people kind of joined in. I think it even got to like 20 or 15 people that night, which I mean, for me is a lot. Cause like most of my Instagram is just my friends and family and things like that. And, you know, they don't really tune into the lives.
Yeah.
But luckily they ended up joining, and then they, you know, slowly every week they just started bringing their friends. And so it's kind of a nice group of people to like, that really wrapped their arms around me and kind of created a community around my music, and luckily fell in love with it and connected with it in a really cool way. And that's been a big help for me, especially in my songwriting process, is just like bringing me a wave of confidence.
Yeah. And I think those artists that you cover do inspire you too.
Definitely. Noah especially. Noah was kind of is at a spot with his lyrics where I really want to be able to take hold of, because he avoids a lot of just like being cliche and broad, and he's very like specific about things. Like, and anyways, when he says I'll do your laundry like covered in dirt, I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but it's like it just feels so personal to me. And that's kind of a place that I want to connect with as well. And like Maisie Peters too, I don't mention her very often, but like I think her lyrics and like a lot of her melody I tend to really want to go with, because she's incredible at just making a simple song sound fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, they definitely play a big role of inspiration for me. I don't know a wide range of covers, but the ones that I do just hold a pretty big place in my heart.
Yeah. And are there other things that really inspire you when you write music?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with just kind of my own personal connections that I make with people. You know, I tend to be emotionally attached to people that come and go in my life. And I think, you know, that's partially an insecurity of mine and just also a part of who I am. And so I really like to just try and take a hold of that. And it's something that like I want to work on myself with, but it's also such a big part of my songwriting process. I kind of find that fight between like, okay, this is who I am, but I'm also able to make songs out of it. And that's where I can kind of feed from, is like also knowing that a lot of other people go through that, and a lot of other people use songwriting as an outlet, or even going and playing a round of golf as an outlet.
Yeah.
And so to just know that like there's a place to go with my issues, and that can be a place where I feel comfortable, has been a big push for me.
Mm. So at the start of October, you released your first single, History Books. What was it like putting that song out, putting your first single out?
It was really crazy. So I've never been through the recording process before. And so funny enough, my old history teacher from high school is recording my songs for me. And so I'm, you know, it's been kind of a struggle going through that. I'm not going to lie, but History Books was really the one, that at that time I really felt most confident with. And I had, a decent amount of people that were like, we need your songs out now. And, you know, it was kind of a push to be like, okay, I don't want to lose that grab. And this song is done and it's ready. It's where I want it to be. So all in kind of one day, I got the song back, from my teacher, and, shout out to Mike Scholey's awesome. I kind of went through the process of like signing up with a distributor and then like seeing how long it's going to take to get on Spotify. So like, I had no clue how long it was going to take. They were just like, yeah, it'll take a week for them to approve of the song and everything. And so I sent it in like on a Friday night, and I was like, yeah, you know, we probably won't hear it for a good week. And so I put like the pre-save link in my bio and stuff, and a decent amount of people pre-saved it. And then I come to wake up on Sunday morning. My friends are Snapchatting me, listening to my song on Spotify, and I had no clue that it just like had come out.
Yeah.
So it was a little unplanned. But I was just ready to just get it out. And excited to kind of market it as much as I can. And it wasn't as timely as I wanted it to be as far as being a song about, you know, being separated from people, but, you know, sadly enough, we're kind of still at a spot in the world where that story kind of still holds true. It was really cool to see. Something that I said at the beginning of like my songwriting process was that I just really want to see a song on Spotify of mine. And like, I don't care, you know, how well it's doing or not. Like, to just see it out there means that I'm doing something and I'm making myself get out there. Cause like, there's days where you just kind of sit there and you're like, am I really a songwriter? Am I really, you know, good at this? Should I really be doing this? And to see that out there on all these platforms and like people are listening to it and it's at like 8,000 streams. And I'm like, I don't even know 8,000 people.
Yeah.
So like, it's pretty cool. And it's been a big help for me, especially with working on these other songs to get them ready. Cause now I have a sense for how things work.
Yeah. And how did the song arise?
Are you just asking about like, how did it get to like 8,000 streams or
yeah,
like,
how did you, yeah, the writing process, how did that go?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I had, as I talked about earlier, I had met that friend, before quarantine. And you know, we had to be separated and all, and it was, just really tough. And we were both kind of sitting there like, wow, this feels like a movie. You know, it's like, here we are meeting and like having a great week. And then we're just like separate all of a sudden. And I'm like hugging her goodbye as she packs up a car and goes home and like maybe never to see her again, you know, who knows what's going on. And we were really trying to keep it going, through things like Snapchat and FaceTime and stuff like that. And in my brain, I was just kind of like, you know, we're in a very like historic time and like, they're going to be teaching our kids about like what we're going through, but they're not going to like really talk about the times where like a situation so specific as mine,
yeah.
Like this is the historical impact that this has on my life is like, I'm away from somebody that like I love and that I cherish. And like, you know, it's tough and it's kind of part of the struggle that goes a bit unnoticed. I mean, you know, we kind of take note of all the separation from like our families, but like, what about those people we were just coming to get to know and people that we like really felt like were going to be special in our lives? And to feel all the separation was really tough. So it was kind of a way of coping for me and just telling a new story. And it really played out pretty well.
But you said we're just friends and we should wait till the end of it all. But you said we're just friends until we meet again in the fall. But this feels like history books, the parts they tend to overlook, the miles and miles apart and all the heartache.
your debut EP Disconnected will be released soon. Is History Books going to be on the EP?
Absolutely, yeah, that's the plan. I plan on releasing another single probably soon. And then I think next up, I'm just going to hit everybody with the whole thing. So, and both those singles are going to be on it. So they definitely play a big role into kind of the whole story as it is.
Nice. So every episode I play the game of this podcast. I ask every artist to answer as many this or that questions as possible in exactly 1 minute. So Okay. Are you up to beating the number one?
Sure.
Awesome. Then I'll take my stopwatch. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Upbeat or mellow?
Mellow.
Concert or festival?
Concert.
Record music or write music?
Write music.
Dean Lewis or JP Sachs?
JP Sachs.
Dance in the mirror or sing in the shower?
Sing in the shower.
Fender or Gibson?
Fender.
Intro or outro?
Outro.
Silence or loud music?
Silence.
Visit a festival or perform at a festival?
Perform at a festival.
Noah Kahan or his fans?
His fans.
Original or remix?
Original.
Niall Horan or Harry Styles?
Niall Horan.
Covers or originals?
Originals.
80s or zeros?
80s.
Chorus or verse?
Chorus.
Coachella or Lollapalooza?
Lollapalooza.
Hits or album tracks?
Album tracks.
Headphones or speakers?
Headphones.
Rock or jazz?
Rock.
Digital or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Front row or in the crowd?
Front row.
Time's up. You've got 21 questions answered. Okay. That second place. Oh, the timer won't stop. Yes. That's second place. That's
all right. Good. I'll take it.
Yeah. So I asked you record music or write music. You said write music, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you choose that one?
Like I said before, like the recording process was kind of tough for me.
Yeah.
I love trying to figure it out. And I think it really helps me find out what I want in the song. But for me, like lyrics come to be most important. I find my guitar playing to be pretty simple, and to try to just relate back, lyrics and a melody, but nothing feels better than like sitting there and coming up with a line that really just projects how you feel. Excuse me. And being able to like fit into a melody and then eventually just building, a chorus off of that, another verse. And honestly, my favorite thing to write is a bridge. For some reason, bridges just kind of come to me and really feel like they just complete the song. And I try to make them all different, but at some point they all just feel the same.
Yeah. So you also said that you preferred performing at a festival over visiting a festival.
Yes.
Have you ever performed at a festival?
Never. No, I guess I played an Instagram live festival 2 weeks ago, Paper Bag Fest. I started, kind of my music career in quarantine. So it's kind of tough to find some places to play.
Yeah, but it would be really cool if it's possible finally.
So cool.
So so, cool. So I mentioned your EP Disconnected earlier. Is it finished?
So the bases of the songs are finished. I've got, basically vocals and guitar, recorded. The songs are all written. It's basically just about figuring out, audio levels and then, maybe other little instruments that I want to pepper in there. And then just kind of getting them all mastered and together.
Yeah. And what can we expect from the EP? Are the songs going to sound like History Books or is it different?
I think you can find a lot of similarities to History Books. The reason I call the EP Disconnected is I wrote a song called Disconnected, actually after I came up with the title, but it was kind of a way to just portray that, like, I feel like somebody that really hasn't found themselves out yet, and I feel very disconnected from myself and other people that may come and go from my life that I find important. And even just kind of from the social norms of like somebody my age, I don't quite feel connected and close to. So I miss that sense of like community as well. So I think you can expect a lot of, brokenheartedness in a sense, along with just a lot of, acoustics and vocals, nothing too rangy and out there. You know, those are parts of my music I'm still trying to look to find, is throwing in other instruments, because I've been kind of guitar and, you know, making my way towards piano. So yeah, I think a lot of simplicity with lyrics that I hope can really tell the story and be relatable for people.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. So there are some fan pages for you already. What's that like, having fans?
You know, it was really funny that the first one came out while I was doing a live. It just popped in and I was like, what's going on? Because this is wild. You know, I spent like weeks trying to figure out who it was and they wouldn't tell me. Luckily, it was somebody I knew. But then they just kind of kept piling on, something about my flannel, one of a cup that I was drinking out of at one point, because I always would drink out of a cup during a live that had no water in it because I'm anxious. So yeah, it was really interesting. I try not to let it get to my head, you know, that people like want to have fan pages out there and stuff. But it's really fun to interact with them when they pop in lives, because they're always so excited. And I can usually tell who they are, because like the person's personal account will be in the live and then they won't be there. And then a fan page will pop up. So I'm like, yeah, something's going on. But, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah. So last question. Where do you see yourself and your musical career in 5 years from now?
In 5 years, I really hope to see myself having just kind of a steady audience of people that really love and enjoy the music. Noah Kahn's fan base has been incredible, especially in the way they treated me. And I just really hope to see that family grow. And, you know, I hope to be in a place where we can go out and play, and people are asking me to come play at their venues, no matter how big or small. I think the most important thing for me, though, is that I'm in a place where I really love and enjoy my music, and I know that it's who I am, no matter how different it sounds from year to year. So I think just really being able to sharpen up on my skills and adding my own personal touch, as well as just a fan base that continues to grow, that's, you know, based off of pure love of people and music.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much. It's an incredible podcast. You're really good at this. So
thank you so much. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thanks a lot for listening to the 11th episode of the Smells Like New Talent podcast. This episode with Parker Campbell. If you haven't heard the previous episodes yet, you can find them in your favorite podcast app or with video on YouTube. Also, if you're listening to the podcast via Apple Music, I would appreciate it a lot if you could leave a review. And if you are an upcoming musician and want to be featured in this podcast or on my Instagram page, please DM me on Instagram at smellslikenewtalent or send an email to smellslikenewtalent@gmail.com.